My biggest worry is for my country. The truth is, I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I'm an institutionalist. I believe in this place, and in my love of country, I yield to no one. But the darkness on the edge of town has spread to the main roads and highways and neighborhoods. It's now at the local bar and the bowling alley, at the school board and the grocery store, and it must be acknowledged and answered for. Grown men and women who swore an oath to our Constitution, elected by their constituents, possessing the kinds of college degrees I could only dream of, have decided to join the mob and become something they are not, while hoping we somehow forget who they were. They've decided to burn it all down with us inside. That should scare you to no end as much as it scares an aging volunteer fireman.
Global climate change, and it is, but it affects each of us no matter where we live, in your city, your town, or your farm. Climate change is having its effect.
The more people we are on the planet, the less resources there are for each of us.
In my lifetime, we've eradicated two-thirds of wildlife on planet Earth, almost like a mind-boggling scale of loss of life.
The Colorado River is drying up. We use and discard so much plastic into the world that it finds its way into our food chain.
Joshua Tree National Park. In the next century, all of this could disappear.
Sounds grim? Well, it kind of is.
I want to build a compost site and help that community stand on their feet. That's what compost power is about. It's about just giving the power to the people.
I think, really, we are in the situation that Noah was in. And the question now is, what can we save?
How else can I give back? How else can I make my energy matter?
We as tribal people, we're very dedicated to our homeland.
If we can live in harmony with nature, then we are able to harness nature for these paradigm-shifting solutions.
We need to preserve our soil. I mean, the good news is we can build it.
Only what you love would you protect, and only what you learn about can you come to love.